I believe that the use of chemical weapons on innocent civilians, killing hundreds of them, is abhorrent and can't simply be ignored. So when I saw the Prime Minister this afternoon, I said to him that we, the Labour Party, would consider supporting international action, but only on the basis that it was legal, that it was specifically limited to deterring the future use of chemical weapons, and that any action contemplated had clear and achievable military goals, and will be scrutinising any action that is contemplated on that basis.
What are the goals that you think the government should be striving for?
Well, I think any action that it is contemplating must be legal. It must have a proper, sound legal base in international law. I think that's incredibly important. I think it must be directed at stopping further chemical weapons attacks on the innocent civilians of Syria who appear to have been subjected to those attacks. And it must have goals that can be achieved, because we know from past conflicts that we've got to be very, very clear at the outset, if action is contemplated, that there are achievable goals. And I think the British public would expect nothing less from us in scrutinising any proposals, and indeed nothing less from the Prime Minister.